Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, State of the Union postponed till when and where. We'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Kelly's headlines on the way. Dr. Bill with our forecast, and it is cooler but drier. And now Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, head-on collision there at Schillinger Road and House Ferry. Also, Edgewood Street and Mobile Street, Moffitt Road between Moffitt Service Road and University Loop are accidents with injuries. As I-10 westbound at exit 10, they've got a tractor trailer and a van on the side of the road. Newman Road just north of Grand Bay Wilmer Road, also a car in a ditch. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west to Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, a segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The sponsors of our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question that's now in its third week, I think. Nothing like the 33 days of the partial shutdown, but it's been up there a while. And you're telling us when you think the government gets back online 100%. You can vote front page of FMTalk1065.com. And while I'm talking about my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you made that New Year's resolution to get organized, cleaned up around the house. Well, the easiest way to do that process is to get the junk out of your way, and then you can organize the stuff that's good, the stuff you need. You got junk in your house, your office. You've got a storage unit that you've not seen the contents of in months or a year, but you pay dutifully every month. Save that money. Get rid of the junk and do it quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They will set up an appointment time on a they'll use a real day and a real time of the day, and they'll show up, not a spectrum of time, and they will get the work done quickly. Go online, check it out, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 708, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Dalton, good morning, everyone. 708 on your Thursday morning. As the state continues to mourn the loss of not one, but two fallen police officers, tributes are popping up, different ways that you can give back. That's what we're doing, is making sure you have information here on air and, of course, online. We're posting on our social media handles. In Birmingham, Police Sergeant Y. Carter was killed January 13th. Here in Mobile, Officer Sean Tudor, he was killed January 20th. Both are being remembered by their co-workers and their communities as absolute heroes. Tributes around the state are allowing so many of us to mourn, including a site which has gone viral. Not sure if you saw this, but someone snapped a picture of a civilian holding an umbrella over a saluting sheriff's deputy who was standing in the rain during Sergeant Carter's funeral procession.
Yeah, do you hear her say she restored her faith in mankind?
It's,
you know,
it's
that
beautiful.
That one, when you do one kind thing, yeah, it can have so many benefits for so many people.
Yeah, I firmly believe there's so many great people on this planet.
Most people are.
Yeah. It's just that there's usually we aren't quick enough to capture that shot.
That's correct.
But when we do,
yeah,
oh
awesome.
My goodness.
Awesome.
So for, you know, there in Birmingham, the spouses of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and the Birmingham Police Department, they're raising funds for Sergeant Carter's family with a T-shirt in his honor. The Fraternal Order of Police, they've also set up a bank account to accept donations. And if you'd like to give, donations are being accepted at any Bancor South under the FOP. Fallen Officers Memorial Fund. I say that because our community is so giving that it's not just about giving back to Officer Tudor here in Mobile. So many families, especially our military families, want to extend that giving. So that's information for you from a Birmingham standpoint. Now back here in the Port City, Costco showing their support by donating food and desserts to all four police precincts. Over in Baldwin County, Russell Perkins, he's the owner of P.S. Taco Company and Rock and Roll Sushi, is also holding a fundraiser January 31st at the Cedar Street Social Club here in Mobile. That's a fantastic venue. You can give back. There's a planned raffle, and all proceeds go to the Tudor family. And Officer Tudor was honored this week in Montgomery. And speaking of Officer Tudor, if you'd like to attend the memorial, you want to have a public visitation, bring your family. His widow, Chrissy, posted the arrangements in a Facebook post. So today, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Dolphin Way Baptist Church, you can attend at 3661 Dolphin Street. On Friday, public visitations from 10 to 11 a.m., followed by the funeral, which begins at 11 a.m., also at Dolphin Way Baptist. And then a graveside burial will take place at Mobile Memorial Gardens Cemetery. That's a 6100 Three Notch here in Mobile. There will be a reception to follow. And I know you mentioned, Sean, what Panini Pete is doing coming up next
week. Yeah, so we have a pancake breakfast. Yep. 100% of the proceeds to go to the fallen Officer Tudor's family.
Yeah.
This could be at Ed's shed on the causeway. 8:30 to 11 a.m., so Saturday morning. Pete, I didn't even know you got up that early. So, but their crew, they're going to shift gears for a second from doing great seafood to doing great breakfast. Yep. Pancake, sausage, soft drink, or coffee is $10. 100% of those proceeds going to help out the family. And we'll talk more about this between now and next Saturday. But that's when February 2nd, that's going on at Ed's.
And just wanted to remind everyone, when you see our flags at half staff, you understand why we're remembering those taken too soon. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm going to add to that. I saw a note yesterday from Attorney General Steve Marshall, and he entitled it "The High Price of Protecting the Public," and maybe we can post the whole thing up here, but a couple paragraphs I thought I wanted to share with you. So Steve says this: barely 3 weeks into the new year, a time that's supposed to be full of optimism for the future, Alabama has already reached a somber milestone. Our state is tied with Texas for the highest number of law enforcement line of duty deaths in the country for 2019. More than 500 Alabama law enforcement officers have died in the line of duty in the last 100 years of record keeping.
Oh, my goodness.
500. Each is a hero, all gave everything so their communities could be safe. It says, for two Sundays in a row, major cities in our state suffered the sudden loss of a beloved police officer. Each officer was performing his sworn duty to protect the public and uphold the law when he was fatally struck down by gunfire. Both faced danger without hesitation, and both acted with courage and commitment just as they had been trained. And each gave his life. So that's a little bit of what was posted up by the Attorney General. We'll talk more about this. And also a situation here where we have a stolen gun.
Right.
Stolen gun used to kill Officer Tudor. We'll get in that discussion a whole lot more coming up. We'll check in with News 5 next.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police arrested an 8th grader at Alba Middle School for having a gun in his backpack at a basketball game. Bayou Battery Police said it happened last Thursday. Another student reported the gun. Police were already at the game providing security. The school district believes the student may have gotten the gun from a family member's car. Police are searching for two armed robbery suspects. That crime happened Monday night in Pensacola. Authorities say the men walked into the Circle K near Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway with guns drawn. The employee says they got away with money, all pennies, and new cigarettes. From there, deputies say the suspects went to another Circle K, this one near Mobile and Massachusetts Street, and pulled off a similar crime. Battleship Memorial Park is now a drop-off site for donations for Coast Guard families affected by the government shutdown. They're looking for donations of diapers and baby supplies, as well as pet food and gift cards for gas and groceries. A drop-off box is set up at the gift shop at Battleship Park. The Coast Guard is the only branch of the military not being paid during the shutdown. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Thousands of federal employees and contract workers are going without paychecks during the government shutdown, and they need your donation of food items like canned meat, peanut butter, canned vegetables and fruit, fruit juice, boxed or canned meals like soup or mac and cheese, beans, pasta, rice, and baby formula. Drop off items at Atlanta Bread Company, 3680 Dauphin, Mobile United, 800 St. Joseph, United Way, 218 St. Francis, and Infirmary Credit Union, 130 Mobile Infirmary Boulevard.
An Auburn legend is headed home. James Harden ties a Kobe Bryant record, and your chance to meet Senior Bowl players. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. AuburnUndercover.com reported first yesterday that former running back Carnell Cadillac Williams will join Gus Malzahn's staff as the running backs coach An official announcement came from the university yesterday afternoon. Williams released a statement saying, quote, "I want to help players reach their ultimate goal and steer them the right way on and off the field. I'm not sure there's a better place I can do that than at Auburn, where I am forever indebted." During his playing time at Auburn, Williams rushed for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons, also broke the all-time career records for most rushing attempts and touchdowns. In his senior year, Cadillac led the Tigers to an undefeated season and SEC championship in 2004 with 1,165 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number one Tennessee escaped Nashville with an overtime win over Vanderbilt, 88-83. Last year's SEC Player of the Year, Grant Williams, had a career night for the Vols with 43 points, and he was an amazing 23 of 23 from the free throw line. Number 25 LSU beat Georgia 92-81, and Arkansas topped Missouri 72-60. Today, both University of South Alabama basketball teams are back in action. The women's team is up first at 11 a.m. this morning. The Jags are at home to take on Louisiana Lafayette in the Mitchell Center. The men's team are also facing the Raging Cajuns. They'll play in Lafayette, Louisiana tonight at 7 o'clock. The Houston Rockets' James Harden scored a career high and franchise record 61 points, and Eric Gordon drained a three-pointer with 9 seconds left in the Rockets' 114-110 win over the New York Knicks. Harden has scored at least 30 points in 21 consecutive games, the fourth longest streak in NBA history.
They go once again into Bob Lake. Gordon had a piece, and it's stolen by Harden. Harden for the slam to seal the deal.
The 61 points are the most by a player in an NBA game this season, and also tied Kobe Bryant for the most scored by a Knicks opponent at Madison Square Garden. The Indiana Pacers beat the Toronto Raptors 110-106, but they may have lost their best player for the rest of the season. Victor Oladipo was injured with 4 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, they called him the doctor out.
So Victor Oladipo goes down trying to make a play against Pascal Siakam.
The Pacers' leading scorer left on a stretcher with what the team termed a serious right knee injury. He's headed for an MRI exam today. Joel Embiid scored 33 points and grabbed 19 rebounds to lift Philadelphia past San Antonio 122-120. Still playing without Anthony Davis, New Orleans lost to Detroit 98-94. Boston beat Cleveland 123-103, and the Clippers beat the Heat 111-99. Senior Bowl practices moved into South Alabama's indoor practice facility yesterday due to the weather. Today, on the final day of practice, the teams will be back out at Ladd Peoples Stadium, and it'll be open and free to the public. The North team is up first today at 12:30 p.m., followed by the South team at 3. Tomorrow, it's your chance to meet the players and take part in the Senior Bowl experience. The fan experience begins at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Mobile Convention Center, and get in line early to meet the players. They'll start signing autographs and shaking hands at 3:30. The entire event will run until 6. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And some very important information. If you like to put some bacon on it, coming up next week, your chance to put bacon on anything on the McDonald's menu.
Oh, man. I'm
add
fired
bacon,
up now.
Add bacon to whatever. Just start thinking. We'll give you more on that coming up.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have a head-on collision there at Schillinger Road and House Ferry. It's going to be slowing up traffic Edgewood Street and Mobile Street, Moffitt Road between Moffitt Service Road and University Loop, another wreck. And they've got that car in a ditch off of Newman Road just north of Grand Bay. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, northbound 65, looking good. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1 USA for your tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 722 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here, and we'll talk more about this coming up on the midday show today. But our news partners at WKRG, they have a telethon coming up on Monday to raise money for the family of slain officer Sean Tudor, and we'll talk more about this on the midday. And I think I got, I don't know what shift I'm doing. I'm phone banking, and I don't know if I'm doing the in between the two shows or after the two. Y'all suggest, if you're going to call, if you're going to wait around and call and donate when I'm there working the phone bank so you can talk trash to me, would you be better calling between like 9:30 and 11:15 in the morning on Monday, or better like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, how early do the phone banks open?
They open, they're going to be open from, I think, 6 a.m. till 7 p.m.
That's your shift right there. That's 6
a.m. No, but I kind of hear.
Yeah, but you can double dutch it.
Oh, I get that all the time. They're like, oh, we'd like you to, you know, come do something with our prayer breakfast. I said, that's great, but got to do this thing. And that if we could make your prayer breakfast 9:15, I can do
idea.
It, but
Why
I can't.
Don't, go there. We'll handle the fort here, mm-hmm. and we'll call you.
That's what I was thinking. I'll be on the phone, not phone banking. I'll be on the phone with y'all the whole time. Yeah, sounds like a...
As long as you're there, that's a gift.
They'll be under advisement. We'll talk about that more coming up. Also, want to give y'all a heads up. The folks over at Lightstream are saving you money on your credit cards every month, and they know that those bills are showing up here in January from that holiday spending. It's a brand new year. Let's get off on the right foot here. If you've been thinking about your credit card debt, and make a New Year's resolution to save money every month. How about this? You lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay and save thousands in interest. The rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Application 100% online, and there are no fees. Now, Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a low rate. I mean, that's why you work at having a good interest rate or have a good credit rating, so you get low interest rates. So take advantage of it. It's an easy process, and y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 7:24 in time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. I'm going to go back to Officer Tudor. Many people wondering how can they give. We've given you various ways to give, but want to tell you this, courtesy of the Mobile Police Department, that a memorial fund has been set up for the family of Officer Sean Tudor. As you know, he was killed in the line of duty on Sunday, January 20th. I retrieved this information from Mobile Police Department's Facebook page, so you understand that this is authentic, and
yes,
it's coming directly from...
Official.
Yeah, and I have to say that because, unfortunately, I have to say it. These are the times mm-hmm. where scallywags come out of the woodwork.
You just want scallywag. I would have used a different...
I know.
Yeah.
But they try to... how do I say?
Scam people.
Yes.
Be dirtbags.
Yes.
Hopefully that doesn't happen. Always be aware. And it's good the MPD mm-hmm. is doing this. Hopefully
yes.
there's nobody trying to do that here.
Mm-hmm. Vultures. That's what I was looking for.
That's offensive to vultures, but okay.
I'm just saying. So this information, courtesy of the Mobile Police Department's Facebook page, they say that while investigating leads, this is when Officer Tudor was shot and killed in the line of duty. He had served with the Mobile Police Department since March of 2016 and was named Officer of the Month in July of 2017. The Mobile Police Department thanks you for your prayers and donations to Officer Tudor's family. And then you can, there's a donate button. So just go to mobilepd.org/memorial-fund/. Again, when you go to their Facebook page, you'll see that. I will post that as well. And if you follow any of us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can. It's very easy. Just click, boom, you can give your money to the family. All right. Want to talk to a little bit about a national headline that we have heard from our national news partners as Michael Cohen, back in the news. You know, he was President Trump's former lawyer. He is now postponing his public congressional testimony. It was scheduled for February 7th. Why is he not doing it thus far? Well, he's citing, quote, ongoing threats against his family. His lawyer says, due to ongoing threats against his family from President Trump and Mr. Giuliani as recently as this weekend, as well as Mr. Cohen's continued cooperation with ongoing investigations, by advice of counsel, Mr. Cohen's appearance will be postponed to a later date. These quotes coming from his current attorney, Lanny Davis, who says Mr. Cohen wishes to thank Chairman Cummings for allowing him to appear before the House Oversight Committee and looks forward to testifying at the appropriate time. Okay, so Lanny Davis, which again is the attorney, says this is a time where Mr. Cohen had to put his family and their safety first. So he is going to report to prison for his 3-year sentence on March 6th. So this morning, President Trump tweeted 38 minutes ago. So interesting that bad lawyer Michael Cohen, who sadly will not be testifying before Congress, is using the lawyer of crooked Hillary Clinton to represent him. Gee, how did that happen? Remember July 4th weekend when crooked went before FBI and wasn't sworn in? No tape, nothing. So the saga.
It's like a haiku a little bit there.
Oh my goodness, like the saga continues.
Trump tweet haiku.
That's a smidge of national news for you, because as the hours progress, it's like Days of Our Lives, right?
Yes.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Speaking of which, too, we'll talk about yesterday's presser with President Trump talking about no State of the Union for you.
Yeah.
No state for you, and the cancellation or the moving of the State of the Union. We'll discuss that.
He and Nancy,
as he calls her. we'll get into that. And also, I want to go ahead and land this plane, because this is pretty key and important to a lot of people out there that love bacon. I don't know that there are people who don't love bacon.
There's always some people. You know, you do the,
I know some people
the pizza
can't
poll,
eat it,
and there's like 4% of people that hate pizza.
Okay, well, yes, and those people should be questioned, mm-hmm. Okay? Just, I'm not saying that I want federal oversight, but maybe somebody should get questioned them if they don't like pizza. But on the bacon thing, other than for religious reasons, there's no reason not to like bacon.
Right.
I'm just going to be frank with y'all. If you are somebody that is not for a religious reason and you don't like bacon, go ahead and text us, and I'm going to get you with a counselor, okay? Get you some work. Okay, so here's how McDonald's is celebrating our addiction to bacon. Next Tuesday, from 4 to 5 p.m., and I guess that's for every time zone. It's, you know, just works, moves with the time zones. They have a deal here where you can add 2.5 pieces of bacon to anything on their menu for free.
Anything.
So McDonald's says, okay, they're rolling out this bacon, their bacon cheese fries and Big Mac quarter pounders with bacon on top. So as a promotion for that, that's how it's working. A 1-hour window next week, you can put bacon on anything. They said all you have to do is ask for it, you know, when you order there. They're calling it Bacon Hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Somebody's going to put some bacon in a what do you call it, vanilla shake.
Yes, they said that's fine. They'll do that. Filet of fish with bacon, yes.
Nuggets.
McNuggets with bacon, yeah. Hot fudge sundae with bacon sticking out. Somebody was talking about if you have them sticking out the way you do a celery stick in a Bloody Mary, you just have the, like, a crispy piece of bacon.
What about the apple pie? Would you put
bacon
in there?
Bacon apple pie. Fruit and yogurt.
Orange juice, though.
Fruit and yogurt parfait. Bacon.
I could get out with that.
Orange juice. I don't know.
I like that.
Yeah. The milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you said I'd like a chocolate milkshake with a couple sprigs of bacon in it. There's a physician in town who is screaming right now, Sullivan, I'm not even seeing you anymore. You're going to have another blood test here.
But you still can't get a Bloody Mary at McDonald's, right?
That's right. That's
but if you,
that's
if you could, you could put bacon in it.
That's next promotion. Yeah, no. And it's the fat bacon. It's not turkey bacon.
Yeah, it just says it's bacon.
As my kids call it, fat bacon.
Doesn't get specific. Just says it's bacon. All right, 7:30 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. Dr. Bill joins us. We'll get his full forecast and look forward to the weekend.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
President Trump says he'll postpone his State of the Union address until the partial government shutdown ends. Trump blames House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the cancellation.
What she's doing to the American people, what she's doing to our Constitution, is a disgrace.
Speaker Pelosi had asked Trump to delay the speech until the shutdown is resolved. Votes scheduled in the Senate today are not expected to end the partial government shutdown, entering its fifth week. A Venezuelan political battle over leadership is brewing.
President Trump announcing Wednesday he's recognizing Juan Guaido as the president of Venezuela. This comes nearly 2 weeks after President Nicolas Maduro, who was inaugurated for a second six-year term in an election deemed illegitimate by the U.S. and more than a dozen other countries. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
In legal damages related to her case in Italy, a European Human Rights Court awards Amanda Fox the equivalent of $20,000 U.S. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Load factor at Southwest Airlines fell short, but fourth quarter profit and revenue beat expectations, sending shares of the airline up almost 2% pre-market. Verizon Media Group announced it's laying off 7% of its staff, about 800 workers at media brands including Yahoo Finance and TechCrunch. Shares rose just over 1%. People familiar with the matter tell Reuters the retailer Things Remembered is preparing to file for bankruptcy protection in the coming days and close most of its roughly 400 stores. The Highland Heights, Ohio-based company employs about 2,500 people in the U.S. and Canada to sell engraved gifts and keepsakes. A voluntary flour recall has been issued by General Mills, citing concerns of salmonella contamination. No cases of illness have been reported. It affects 5-pound bags of gold medal unbleached all-purpose flour with a better-if-used-by date of April 20, 2020. The Dow gained 171 points, S&P, and the NASDAQ added 5. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Cure your cabin fever with a fresh new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get charming copper heavy as solid hardwood for only $2.99. That's 33% off. Or save up to 10% off all Corlux waterproof flooring like best-selling Beach Cottage Oak engineered vinyl plank. Or get stone look tile as low as 98 cents. Lumber Liquidators professional installation team can even put in your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so I guess we'll take from what happened at different parts of our listening area and compare it with the airport. I know that there's pretty good rain at our house, but nowhere near as much as they got in areas of Washington County and back in southeast Mississippi. But the airport got how much?
1.70.
And I think that's low.
It's over 4 inches for the month of January, which is close to normal.
I mean, what is it with the airports like the Sahara Desert of our area? They don't they don't get nearly as much rain. Because I'm looking at totals now. Some of those areas, I thought it was 5 inches. I saw a new total put up that some areas are very, very centralized, but of Washington County got a near 7+ inches of rain yesterday.
Well, there's been a rainy belt there all through interior southeast Mississippi and on into interior southwest Alabama. And that has been a very, very wet area. We were talking earlier about the training effect of one rain cell after another coming over the same location. And that has really affected that area. We still have clouds around this morning, but it is going to become mostly sunny. Most likely a little bit later this morning because it's already cleared off across Louisiana, and even southeast Louisiana now is clear. And we're going to see cooler temperatures today. We got the 70 yesterday. Of course, we also had gusty winds up to 40 miles an hour at times. Today, the wind's not going to be a problem. Going to die down a bit. And a high of only 52 degrees for this afternoon. Then cold tonight. Looks like a light freeze, around 32 degrees here in the city, a few degrees colder as you head to the north. And then for tomorrow, well, another sunny day, and there should be around 55, but then down into the low 30s for Friday night. As for the weekend, it's shaping up nicely. Sunny and 55 on Saturday, sunny and 62 on Sunday. So we start to warm up. And that warming trend will continue into Monday with plenty of sunshine and 65. Then on Tuesday, another strong cold front will move in. And we've got a good chance for showers on Tuesday, cooling into the upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny, only 50 degrees for a high. So back we go to the second half of next week with some cold temperatures.
But this winter so far, I mean, we've had some colder temperatures in the last 10 days or so, but it's not been anything like last year.
No, we haven't had any really severe cold so far. And the other day we had a low of 29, which was the coldest so far this winter season. But nothing so far in this area as for a hard freeze. We just have not had those figures. As we go into the interior southwest Alabama, they have had readings in the mid-20s, but not here along the coast.
And we still have February. I know we've had some pretty cold mornings in February over the years.
Well, yes, last year was a record cold February, and January was quite cold. But no, we haven't touched any of those figures so far. This next cold wave coming in, we could see some reading get into the 20s. That is perhaps Thursday morning of next week or maybe even Friday morning of next week.
All right. We'll keep our eyes on it. And speaking of record lows and highs and all that kind of information, that's in the new almanac.
Sure is. And you can find those free copies in Baldwin County over Robertsdale Power Equipment, also Autocraft Collision Centers, and Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. Here in Mobile, folks at West Marine have copies, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. And you can always stop by here at 1065 and pick up a copy or two.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 738. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center. Dolphin in the East I-65 Service Road. They've got a new accident. It's moving out the roadway, Edgewood and Mobile Street. Both of those are going to be without injuries. And then that head-on collision at Schillinger Road near House Ferry. They've got the emergency vehicle still there in the process of clearing that accident up. Veteran-owned StoneArms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open every Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM. So an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just a song after song.
This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 1065. Let us go to work for you.
740 FM Talk 1065. Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us in just about 12 minutes to talk some fishing. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. The city of Gulf Shores is mourning the loss of an 8-year-old little boy, little Ryland Tice, just a third grade student at Gulf Shores Elementary School. He was big into sports like baseball and football, basketball. He was on the swim team, and he loved soccer. Well, he died suddenly on Monday. Gulf Shores Elementary Schools is encouraging those who want to write cards or, you know, leave letters of condolences. You can do so at the school's front office through this Friday, and all of your messages will be delivered to Ryland's family. Extra counselors were at the school to help students and staff really grieve during this time of the sudden passing of the third grade student. We will continue to keep you posted when funeral arrangements are made public. We'll share that with you as well. Let's head to Wetumpka right now as cleanup efforts are underway. You'll recall this Saturday that tornado just roared through the city, EF2. Okay, that tornado. Well, a hotline has been set up for people who are looking for help related to storm damage, but it's not an emergency situation. The authorities there want you to call 211. That's a direct non-emergency phone call. They will assist you, and it won't tie up the 911 lines. The good news, no deaths were reported from the tornado, which hit Wetumpka Saturday afternoon. Several buildings, though, were destroyed or heavily damaged. And there were just 4 injuries. And when you see the damage, I say that because it could have been so much worse. At least 35 homes were impacted by the storm. The Elmore County Commission Chairman Troy Stubbs says 730 volunteers registered to help with the cleanup on Sunday. Way to go, volunteers. And that was followed up by 300 more volunteers. So he says that registration has stopped for now because the number is more than sufficient at this point, although in the future there'll be more volunteer opportunities if you're looking for a way to give back. So the city, the town, they're very thankful that no lives were lost and very thankful all the volunteers who stepped up. I love that. So if you're in that area, you need a little assistance, remember, dial 211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A visitation will be held for Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. It's from 5 until 8 at Dauphin Way Baptist Church this evening. The public can also pay tribute to Officer Tudor at Mobile Police Headquarters today. You can leave flowers and cards on his patrol car from 8 this morning until 5. Mobile Police Headquarters is on Government Boulevard. The patrol car will be parked in front of the building. There is new information about the shooting death of Officer Tudor. Police say the gun used to kill him was stolen from an unlocked car at the Peach Place Inn days before the shooting. The suspect in that case, 19-year-old Marco Perez, is charged with capital murder. Dash cam video shows a police foot chase at Pensacola Cemetery that ended in the arrest of a home invasion suspect. Tuesday morning, Anita Khan says she heard her doorbell ring. She looked through her peephole and saw a man standing outside. When she didn't answer, Khan says the man walked around to the backyard.
So he walked through my patio into my laundry room door and tried to...
Police identify the suspect as 17-year-old Vidarius Jackson. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
An Auburn legend is headed home. James Harden last night ties a Kobe Bryant record
and tomorrow. Your chance to meet Senior Bowl players. Right now, it's 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. AuburnUndercover.com reported yesterday that former running back Carnell Cadillac Williams will be joining Gus Malzahn's staff as the running back's coach. An official announcement came from the university yesterday afternoon. Williams released a statement saying, quote, "I want to help players reach their ultimate goal and steer them the right way on and off the field. I'm not sure there's a better place I can do that than at Auburn, where I am forever indebted." During his playing time at Auburn, Williams rushed for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons while breaking the all-time career records for most rushing attempts and touchdowns. In his senior year, Cadillac led the Tigers to an undefeated season and SEC championship in 2004 with 1,165 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number 1 Tennessee escaped Nashville with an overtime win over Vanderbilt 88-83. Last year's SEC Player of the Year, Grant Williams, had a career night for the Vols with 43 points, and he was an amazing 23 of 23 from the free throw line. Number 25 LSU beat Georgia 92-81, and Arkansas topped Missouri 72-60. Today, both University of South Alabama basketball teams are back in action. The women's team is up first at 11 a.m. The Jags are at home to take on Louisiana Lafayette in the Mitchell Center. Men's team are also facing the Ragin' Cajuns. They'll play in Lafayette, Louisiana, tonight at 7 o'clock. The Houston Rockets' James Harden scored a career-high and franchise-record 61 points last night, and Eric Gordon drained a three-pointer with 9 seconds left in the Rockets' 114-110 win over the New York Knicks. Harden has scored at least 30 points in 21 consecutive games now. That's the fourth longest streak in NBA history.
They go once again into Vaughn. They go ahead and piece it. Stolen by Harden. Harden for the slam to seal the deal.
Harden's 61 points are the most by a player in an NBA game this season and also tied Kobe Bryant for the most scored by a Knicks opponent at Madison Square Garden. The Indiana Pacers beat the Toronto Raptors 110-106, but they may have lost their best player for the rest of the season. Victor Oladipo was injured with 4 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, they called him the doctor out.
Victor Oladipo goes down trying to make a play against Pascal Siakam.
The Pacers' leading scorer left on a stretcher with what the team termed a serious right knee injury. He's headed for an MRI exam today. Joel Embiid scored 33 points and grabbed 19 rebounds to lift Philadelphia past San Antonio 122-120. Still without Anthony Davis, New Orleans lost to Detroit 98-94. Boston beat Cleveland 123-103. And the Clippers beat the Heat 111-99. Senior Bowl practices moved into South Alabama's indoor practice facility yesterday due to the weather. Today, on the final day of practice, the teams will be back out at Ladd Peebles, and it'll be open and free to the public. The North team is up first at 12:30 this afternoon, followed by the South team's practice at 3 o'clock. Then tomorrow, your chance to meet the players and take part in the Senior Bowl experience. The fan experience begins at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Mobile Convention Center, and get in line early to meet the players. They'll start signing autographs and shaking hands at 3:30. The entire event will run until 6 o'clock. 7:48 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working accidents now at Dalton to East I-65 Service Road, Edgewood and Mobile Street, and again that one with injuries at Schillinger and House Ferry into final clearing stages. As we look good across the Bayway and the Causeway with no major delays from the Eastern Shore. This year, the Reese's Senior Bowl giving away $10,000 to one lucky fan on game day this Saturday. Two fans will be chosen from the stands during the game to participate in an on-field challenge, and one walks away with $10,000. Get your tickets at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming February 8th to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show in the Gulf Coast with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for one weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget and it's fun for the whole family. February 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
751 FM Talk 1065, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Our buddy Captain Bobby on the way with the fishing report and headlines now with our friend Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I'm catching up with the news just like you, so if you've heard these headlines before, I'm just double making sure you're in the
know.
Okay,
good.
Okay. This one is one of those headlines that, as you know, I'm a very proud mom, so these things make me mad. But I have to tell you what's happening in Baldwin County after a man has been arrested and charged with rape and sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. According to Summerdale Police, Taras Hadvitsky Jr., he raped a 7-year-old several times over a 1-year time period. He made his first court appearance before a judge on Wednesday and was given a bond of $175,000 at that initial hearing in court. All right, let's remain in Baldwin County on a happier story. How about that?
Yes.
A puppy rescue, well, puppies rescue, turns into a human rescue after a woman gets stuck. This happened in Foley. The woman crawled into a very narrow drain pipe to rescue two puppies, but then she got stuck at the intersection of North Pine Avenue and Peachtree. Again, this is in Foley. So the woman, the 19-year-old, said that she was nearly made it all the way across the road before she got stuck in the pipe. This is when she knew things took a turn. Would this be a fork in the road? I don't know. She said, quote, "I had no way out and I was stuck. I had no way to move my legs or arms. The dogs were in my way. They were blocking me. They were going to try to pull me out. So they decided to call 911, especially since I was unresponsive." Unresponsive. They, of course, she's talking about the first responder. So she was down there for more than 40 minutes. 19-year-old Keziah Morales, she was pulled from an 18-inch drainage pipe on her very own street. That's got to be frustrating, knowing you're so close to home. She was dirty, she was bruised, but she was A-okay. And as for the puppies, they're doing well. An excavator had to be brought in to remove the dirt and a section of the pipe for rescuers to even get to her. Our first responders.
Say this too. First responders and excavator operator, because just because an excavator shows up, you want to make sure if they're digging you up and you're in a pipe, you got somebody who's, I'd yell out, although she couldn't communicate, but I would have yelled out from the, how long you been running that machine? Hopefully it's
true
decades.
True story, because you don't want them to excavate the wrong thing.
I'm new at this. Let's see, what does this lever do?
Yeah, so everybody's A-okay. Happy ending to that situation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Right, thank you, Kelly. And it is 753 FM Talk 1065. Time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses and all kind of good items here at the end of hunting season and getting ready for turkey season. They've got the gear you need. Check them out. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go by and say hi to Chip and Dubby and Steven and the whole gang at McCoy Outdoor Company. And y'all say hello to my friend, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning, man.
And you get a bonus if you can get Chip to smile. How about that?
Yeah, it usually takes, like getting them in the ribs or something like that to get them to try that. Just got to needle them in the ribs.
I saw him catch a big trout one time and he smiled.
Did you get a picture?
I did. Well, I know I did.
It didn't happen.
Believe me. Yes, that's right.
It didn't happen. There's, a lot of things to frown about fishing this winter. You know, there's some winters that you've said, hey, the fishing never stopped. But we've had a lot of fresh water coming down the river system this year.
I'll tell you, it looks just about the time it starts to get right, it starts to go the other way again. You know, the forecast for our barometer is water level wise is Barry's steam plant. And as if you keep up with that, it's down in single digits, but it's forecast to go right back up with this rain that we got yesterday and last night. And then the rivers north of us are going to go into like at least moderate flood, you know, so it's kind of back to where we were. The good news is, the stretch we had where the rivers almost got back to where they should be, the fishing got good. So everything's right where it's supposed to be. It's just got to have the right conditions. And I'm talking about trout to be able to go and catch them. They're in the river systems, and they eat. I mean, it's you can catch them, but it just gets kind of tough. And what surprises me in some of the conditions we've had, you know, to go out and catch the fish we catch, it kind of tells me in my mind that there's tons of fish in there. You just can't. You got to bounce it off their nose for you to catch them. But the other good news is, and I think it's going to work this weekend if the weather does what it's forecast to do. Is the activity at the mouth of the bay, out towards the mouth of the bay, early sheep. There's a lot of sheephead already being caught, which is kind of early. There's redfish there, which are pretty much year-round out at the mouth of the bay at the bar systems and the structure out there. There's other varieties of fish along the beach in the form of whiting and ground mullet. So there's some opportunities out there, and it looks like this weekend, you know, we're talking the forecast is single digits out of the north, and that's a good time to be out there at the mouth of the bay because it kind of keeps that area out there a little flat. It can get a little treacherous sometimes when it gets windy and the tide's bucking it, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case because we also are going through a nip this weekend. So there's not going to be a lot of current movement. So, you know, couple that up and you might have the right conditions to get out there and do some of that.
Hey, that's a lot of fun. That gets
it's a lot of fun.
A lot of
really
catching.
A lot of fun.
A lot of catching and people like that. I want to pick your brain for a second. And you mentioned the fish are right where they are supposed to be. When these pulses of fresh water come through, are the fish moving and then coming back in when the water conditions get right, or are they there the whole time but harder to catch? What in your experience?
I'm 90% sure they're there and they're just hard to catch. Some of the fish we catch when it gets like this, trout particularly, have you'll see sometimes if you look on their bellies and their sides, sometimes they'll have little sea lice on them, or basically a little worm-looking thing. And the only way for those to get on those fish is for those fish to be on the bottom, basically kind of in the mud and not moving. So that tells me that those fish, that's kind of what they do, is they basically get down as low in the water column as they can, which is where the salinity is going to be, and then start moving when the conditions get right for them, you know. So I'm pretty sure they just don't really move that much, until they just can't even tolerate it. But there's always a layer of salinity. You know, if you look at tide levels and tidal movement, just, you know, some of the stations we were talking about, it's affected by tide, and that's salt water. So there's layers of salt water coming into those river systems.
That is for sure. Hey, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked for this spring. I know that it seems like a long way off, but, man, you're probably getting close to booked up at this point.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we're getting a lot of bookings right now, and, you know, the people that fish with us a lot know, you know, that the times of the year when it really gets good, and then we can even dial it in a little bit more so with tides and moon phases. So if you're thinking about it or if you thought about it, now's a good time to go ahead and I can forecast it all the way out as far as tides and moons go and get you booked where you should hit on a pretty good period.
Do that at the website?
ateamfishing.com is the easiest way to do it. It's got the phone number and the contact us tab on there. You can get us either way.
Hey, thanks, Captain Bobby. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all stay warm. Have a good weekend.
Will do. A-Team Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them today and see if you can get Chip to smile. It's a lot of fun.